we select a mannequin based on taking measurements from the dress, and then we'll do an initial fitting. So she was 5'7". We know that. Again, that's very helpful because it then means that we can set the mannequins at the right height and we understand exactly. It's just such a useful starting point. And something that actually you don't have with so many garments is knowing the height of the wearer. So this is down a bit because I've been working on it, but we do tend to set the mannequins at the height they would be quite early on because it helps with visualising the costume on the mannequin. We do diagrams to help sort of work out where the padding needs to be added. So you can kind of add diagrammatically where different layers and how many layers of wadding and wash shape you might need in different places. So then it's a case of getting the base padding on before you do your next fitting. I mean, I was told in an ideal world you don't want to be putting a garment on and off a mannequin more than 3 times in a mounting process. In reality, that's extremely difficult, but you know, it's sort of something to work to. But it's sort of getting this profile right, the shoulder to bust to bump and hip ratio right, and then it's a combination of Fosh shape, which is a low melt polyester felt really, and so you can shape that, but it sets quite hard. So I've done shoulders and the pregnancy bump in Fosh shape, and then used polyester wadding over the top to kind of create the shape. But in the photos, it's such a natural photo, and she was so sort of far along with the pregnancy. It's unlikely she was wearing very structured underwear at the time. So it really just shows her natural figure, and that's what we're trying to create with the mount. And it's not just a case of creating the right profile. It's sort of the right hardness and softness of different areas of the body as well that will really show up with a dress that's so fine and light.
There is a fantastic photograph of her in the garden, heavily pregnant, wearing this dress. Oh. And it's just such a beautiful, natural photograph of a woman about to give birth in a very comfortable dress in a beautiful garden. My name's Zenzi Tinker, and this is my conservation studio in Brighton. I think we're at a stage now where it's fine to show a pregnant woman, as it should be. What's the problem? But in the past, I mean, I've been a conservator for nearly 40 years, and when I worked a long time ago, so in the 1990s, and was pregnant myself while I was working, I worked on an exhibition where it was obvious from the dates and the style of the dresses that the wearer was pregnant, and I wanted to do a pregnant mannequin and was not permitted to, so that was a bit disappointing, and that was because the curator felt that it wasn't quite the done thing. So we've come a long way, so it's quite exciting. It's not that common to know for sure that a dress has been worn by somebody pregnant, so we were super excited with this mounting project, knowing that Lee was definitely pregnant when she wore it.